OpenAI and Gemini both achieved gold medals in the 2025 International Math Olympiad, and the significance of this achievement has few implications. Now, most developers work in web applications, and you might think, meh, I don't really work with math, so this math competition isn't really relevant to me. Let's start by evaluating what this competition was all about. The format of this competition is 6 extremely difficult math questions that require extensive reasoning and intelligence to answer essentially in a 9-hour window. Both OpenAI and Gemini scored perfect on the first 5 questions and failed on the 6th question. And this is what the problem actually looked like in the competition. Now, since most of us work outside of the domain of math, we can actually translate this problem to a more relatable one where we might actually encounter them as a business requirement. Let's say you're building a warehouse management software for your company, and your warehouse is 2025 by 2025 in size. And your warehouse manager wants to maximize the space and put as many of their largest rectangular products in the warehouse as possible. But your OSHA regulation also says you need to reserve 1 space per row for fire alarm as well as 1 space per column. Assuming there's unlimited rectangular size products, what is the most optimal way to place these fire alarms so that you can actually maximize the space for big products? Unfortunately, both OpenAI and Gemini did not pass this problem, and so did 95% of all human participants. And only 5% got the perfect score, proving that humans are still outperforming in reasoning abilities, at least in this format. So what about publicly available models that we use today? How did the state-of-the-art models that we use every day score against this competition? Well, none of the publicly available models scored above 13 points, meaning that they scored well below the 50% and did not qualify for any medal. In fact, the models that OpenAI and Gemini used for this competition were either fine-tuned or specifically trained with curated math content. And you might think, how is that even fair? In fact, this exact fairness created a contention over how much prep or fine-tuning should be allowed to make an apples-to-apples comparison between OpenAI and Gemini results. But if we stack up each problem in the competition and sort them by difficulty, where we have easiest problems at the top and the hardest problems at the bottom, most commercial models that we use today fall in this range of difficulty in its capability. And the models that we saw from OpenAI and Gemini for this competition falls right around here. Now, depending on the industry that you work in, the business requirements that you encounter on a daily basis may not require as high of an extensive reasoning capabilities that was necessary to answer the warehouse problems that we saw earlier for problem number 6. But OpenAI and Gemini are still pushing the envelope in what's really capable in the near future. And we're likely going to see models like GPT-5 and Gemini 3, which are generalized models that will also be capable of solving difficult problems just like this. And to extend an olive branch, most models now are configured with internet access, tool calls, MCPs, and other capabilities that was just not available for this competition. And enabling that likely expands the model's abilities to go beyond what was shown in this benchmark. So as we look forward to models continuing their capabilities in problem solving, we can look forward to more innovations from these companies to help us solve more and more difficult problems that we face today.